Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe fires Vice President Joyce Mujuru and seven cabinet ministers, said to be the former deputy president's allies who allegedly worked with her in a plot to overthrow him.
I am not a fighting character. My background, I'm a trained person. When you receive an order from your senior, you carry it out right through.
Zimbabweans mark International Anti-Corruption Day, urging the government and ordinary people to work together in routing corruption out of the society.
What is currently obtaining is not reflective of what we expect to see. The government should do more so as to invest and increase the trust and confidence of citizens.
And more than 100 workers at Mavo Stationery in Bulawayo say they have nothing to celebrate as Christmas fast approaches, as they have not been paid for the past 23 months.
President Robert Mugabe has fired Vice President Joyce Mujuru and at least seven cabinet ministers and one deputy, all said to be the former deputy president's allies who were allegedly working with her in a plot to overthrow the president. The move comes hard on the heels of ZANU-PF's National Congress, where Mr. Mugabe was given a fresh mandate in a motion moved by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and seconded by former ZANU-PF Women's League boss Opam Chinguri. Mrs. Mujuru, once seen as a possible successor of the aging President Mugabe, told Studio 7 that she has complied with Mr. Mugabe's request that she steps down.
She denied accusations that she was plotting to oust the president from office, adding she will remain a loyal member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Today's development follows accusations from First Lady Grace Mugabe that Mrs. Mujuru was unfit to lead the country, that she was corrupt and plotting to assassinate her husband, among other ills. Mrs. Mugabe is now the party's new boss of the ZANU-PF's women's wing. Mr. Mugabe this week was re-elected to another five-year term as party leader. Mrs. Mujuru spoke exclusively with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about her fate and related issues.
Very true. I received it last night at 9:31 p.m.
What were the contents?
That I was no longer the vice president of Zimbabwe with immediate effect, full stop. And he quoted section 106, 1B, which I tried to check in the constitution and I didn't get it. There's only section 1. Maybe he wanted to say section 2B.
And what did you say you did?
In fact, he was saying you were doing things that were not supposed to be done by yourself, which include, maybe if you can give me a second so that I can say what it says. This I'm now reading from 2B of the Constitution because there is no 1B. It says, conduct of vice president, ministers or deputy ministers, act in any way that is inconsistent with their office, or expose themselves to any situation involving the risk of a conflict between their official responsibilities and private interests. And those are the things, if I am given a chance to meet our committee in the party, those are the things that they should ask me to explain, if they have them, that I have been doing.
Have you accepted the order by the president to step down?
I am not a fighting character. My background, I'm a trained person. When you receive an order from your senior, you carry it out right through. If you have anything to question about that order, you find your way of questioning it. I signed for that letter. This morning, I even wrote a letter of acknowledgement and even thanking him for his immense contribution in my life. And that's how we were taught in ZANLA. That's how we were brought up in ZANU-PF.
What about your position in the party? Are you going to remain a member of ZANU-PF or you are considering opting out?
I am, mind you, I don't know any other party other than ZANU-PF. And that's my party. and I will die in ZANU-PF.
Do you feel safe in Zimbabwe, judging from the attacks that we have seen and some party youths threatening you and your family?
Zimbabwe is my country, and mind you, whatever has been going on, I had not been able to give my side of story to the people. And only today I managed to release my second statement to the papers, trying to give a bit of the narration of the other side of story. So being an elite nation, people are reading and beginning to see which is which. So with time, people will begin to see what really went wrong.
That was former Deputy President Joyce Mujuru speaking with Studio 7 reporter Blessing Zulu from Harare.